When somebody shows you how to do something correctly, but the manner in which they convey the message is rude, what is the most skillful thing you can do to let the person know they were perceived as rude, but also fully and completely absorb the content of their beneficial message? The main question here is oftentimes people do have good suggestions, but the way they communicate them are sometimes not appreciated. And so you may have an inclination to throw the good and bad away. How do you avoid falling into this trap? Yeah, that's also one of the simple pleasures of living in community life. This just happens all the time, this kind of thing. And sometimes maybe people don't even intend to be rude. They don't even intend to be rude, but it's just people, you know, may not have highly honed social skills or highly developed ways of speaking to each other, so that they may actually have an intention to help and not be upset or angry, but still come across that way, or based on our own karma, our own upbringing, and we don't know the people we're living with. We're all coming from different areas of the country sometimes and different backgrounds, and so somebody may be totally well-intentioned, but we take it as, oh, we're taken aback, or we think, you know, they're being very harsh. And so it's good to actually give people the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, they may actually have had been too strong, or they may actually have something they can work on, but we kind of have to find the right time if we feel comfortable. Or we can also, if something is really serious, we can find a third party to mediate a conversation, a difficult conversation with somebody. And also, it's good to reflect, has there ever been times when we spoke like that to somebody? So one way to develop equanimity is to contemplate karma. Like, have I ever done that action? Have I ever been that way to somebody else? To my friends or family or kids or whatever, have I ever spoken that way to somebody in terms of pointing something out? So can be a good reflection as well. So it's always two-sided. There's always two sides to every story. It's never just, you know, I'm completely right and they're completely wrong. There's always a mixture. Also, just nonviolent communication is a good thing to study. I always like to recommend that as like right speech factor of the Noble Eightfold Path. This is, to let that person know they were perceived as rude, that wouldn't be nonviolent communication. Say, like, going up to someone and saying, you know, what you said to me, I perceived that as rude, so that's like an evaluation or a judgment of another person. But rather, when you pointed this out to me, when you said this to me, I felt dot, dot, dot. I felt hurt. I felt afraid. I felt sad. You know, some sort of, so it's like taking responsibility for how we're feeling. Not, I felt attacked, because I felt attacked means you're attacking me and I know your intention and I can read your mind. So I felt attacked is not a feeling, but like, I felt sad, I felt afraid, I felt like I wanted to hide or whatever. And they may be like, I'm so sorry, I didn't intend that. Or they may be like, or maybe they'll, who knows how they'll react, but that can be a good opener.